Bamatsia Perkvav Mishnah Gimel. Hasoicher es achamor lahalicha bahar v'halicha bebikov. Person rents a donkey out in order to take the donkey and use it in a mountainous area, and he takes the donkey into a valley, and the donkey dies for no specific reason. The difference between a mountainous area, a mountain, and a valley is a mountain, the air is much cooler and thinner, and the valley is much hotter because there's nowhere. Or Babikov Olicha Bahar, vice versa. He rents it out to go into a valley, and then instead he changes the stipulation. This is the renter, changes it, and he brings it to the mountain. Afilu zo eser milin v'zo eser milin, even if the distance was the same for both the mountain and the valley, they're both 10 mil. V'mesa, but the animal died, ba'onis, just died by accident. Chayev, he's chayev. Why? No, he didn't do anything crazy to the animal, but we assume when you change the stipulation of where you're supposed to take the animal, we assume that the reason that it died was because of the change of the environment. The animal was used to, let's say, not such cool high air, and that's why it died, or vice versa, wasn't used to the heat. Mishnah continues, Asaycher sachamor v'hivrika. This is a totally different inyan. Person rents out a donkey, and Lashon of Hivrika, Sarab gives two perushim. One is that it develops a cataract so it can't see. The second one is that its legs get damaged and it can't walk. Now, it doesn't mean that it mamish can't walk at all, or by the fact that it can't see, it can't work at all. It's just, it's much harder to deal with it now. And the issue here is, can you still use the animal for what you intended? It's just much harder to now rent it. Oshanasa Angaria, where Angaria means that the soldiers or the king, when they came by, the animal was along the way, and it saw it, and it took it, and they were going to return it when they got it, found a different animal, but the government took the animal. Omer lo harei shel cholofanecha. The owner can tell the guy, I'm not giving you a substitute animal. It's your mazel, which what caused it for you to lose out, and it's too bad. The Rav says, though, but we're only dealing with a case where they agreed, dafka this donkey, and it was rented to carry. But if it was rented to ride on, then the owner of the animal can't tell the renter, too bad. And also, if he would just say that he's renting it stam, he also say, can't say Arei Shel Cholofanecha. You have to give him a different donkey in its place. And if you don't give him a different donkey in its place, then the renter doesn't have to give the owner of the animal that he gave to him that now fell apart, he doesn't have to give him any money. Mesa o Nishpira. Now we're going back to the first part of the Mishnah about changing stipulations, the renter changing stipulations. Mesa o Nishpira. But if the animal died, it's not able to work at all, obviously, or it broke its legs, or it broke something that it's not able to work at all, chayv l'hamid lo chamor. He's got to give him a new donkey. Hasocher ha-chamor lo-olicha bahar v'olicha babiko. If a person rents out a donkey, and the stipulation was to take it to a mountain, and he brings it to a valley, valley is harder for an animal to trip in a valley. Imichliko, if the animal slips, potter. He's potter. Because here, even though the renter changed the stipulations which he wasn't allowed to, nevertheless, the animal didn't die because of what he did by changing the stipulation. Because slipping in a valley is less common than slipping on a mountain, going down or up a mountain. And therefore, if it slips in the valley, obviously it had nothing to do with the fact that he changed it to a valley, and therefore he's potter. Vim huchama chayv. But if it dies because it overheats, then he's chayv, because then you can say that it's specifically due to the fact that he brought it to a valley. And also vice versa, lo licha babikov alicha bahar. Stipulation was to bring it to a valley and he brings it to a mountain. Imhechlika, now if it slips on the mountain, which it's easier to slip, chayiv, then he is chayiv. Vimuchama potter. And if it overheats and dies, then the renter is potter, because if it overheats while it's on the mountain, on top, in a cooler place, obviously it has nothing to do with the fact that it's on top. Vimachmas hamalo chayiv. But if it overheated because it went up, in other words, while it was going up the mountain to the cooler air, it died while it's schlepping up there, or even like immediately afterwards, then you are chayv because it is because you took it up there, not because of the environment. So what about the previous case? Vimhuchama potter, what was that talking about? When you said you're talking to the mountain, it was potter. So Tysanta brings Tysus that says that we're dealing with where after it was up in the mountain, and then it relaxed, it cooled off, wasn't sweating anymore, and then later it died. Then you knew that it wasn't because machmas hamala. Then it was just like the case before, vimhuchama. Then you're potter. If it just died because it overheated, it's obviously not from the fact that it was in a cooler environment, and also wasn't from the tircha that it did while it walked up.